older gay guy, like in his 60s, I suppose, then. But he opened the door when we went over there, too. And he was so familiar from being in all those shows. Like, he was on Star Trek. You know, okay, I'm like looking at him, and I'm like, oh my God, he's like one of the Romulans from Star Trek. And yeah, like you know him instantly, yeah. Like from every TV show you ever watched. And two of them died. But they had been the beneficiary in some way of Raymond Burr, the one who played Perry Mason, and his boyfriend had somehow left all their money. Each of them died, and they left Charles their money. And then Charles and Wayland died around the same time, and it was all very quick.
Right.
Yeah.
So it wasn't. They weren't too far after them then. So it wasn't. No, they weren't using that money to publish these nice journals. Literary journals or anything.
From what I understand, Raymond Burr did pay for Tumblr.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It was very lavish, poetry magazine.
Right.
But they only did 12 issues because Lee was getting sick.
But 12 issues of anything, that's a lot. I mean, or 146, or whatever you call it.
Oh, that's crazy.
But those were the days. I think for some reason, I turfed out the speech I made at his memorial, Hickman.
And do you have water?
It was 1989. Yeah. So, yeah, that takes me right back.
You did what? You turfed out?
For some reason, I wanted to find the speech that I had made at his funeral. And I found it not too long ago. Did you ever hear that expression, turfing?
I can go to the bar.
Kind of like a gardening, maybe, expression.
Kind of unearthing like, it.
Yeah.
I like that. Had it been years and years since you looked at it? How did you feel about it when you came across it again?
It was like a kind of a political speech in a way. It was kind of strange because when he did Tumblr, he made a left turn away from the poetry of Bakke, which is kind of a very LA-based and populist and whatever. And Tumblr became like a language poetry journal. So he kind of like upset the kind of gay people he left behind. And the language poets, you know, they didn't really think that he was one, you know. So, but at the memorial thing, there was all these tributes to him. Nobody said that he had AIDS. You know, it was just like, you know, this tragic girl he lost or whatever. And I thought it was, except for my speech, which was like all about AIDS, you know, like that kind of crusading.
It's like you weren't really even allowed to say it. It's like you were gonna get it, and everyone who heard you say it was gonna get it if you said it. You know, it's like this weird, like, you know. I mean, I wasn't aware.
Too
I was
true.
Nowhere near it. I was just a kid, so I didn't.
Yeah.
But like, by all accounts, that's this thing where it was just like.
Cool. Thank you so much.
I was putting on some kind of play at the gallery, and she made a date with Earl. Well, let's go to see the play, and they met like down on Mission Street,
right.
And it was. He was just, do you mind, Dodie, if I just run across the street to that sex store? You remember that one at like at 17th and Mission?
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So she's waiting and waiting, and like 45 minutes go by. You know, and he never came out of the thing. So she marched up to Kiki and just like, you know, took her place. And he came in like half hour after the thing started.
Sounds like
he goes, I'm sorry, I just got carried away.
That's crazy.
Who is this person?
He's a professor.
He's a professor.
Yeah. But he was insane. Anyway, how are you?
Good.
Yeah.
But you know, we have our own magazine, Mirage. You should send some of your work to me.
Oh, I'd love to.
We've been doing it for 15 years, and it comes out every month.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I'd love to. I'll send you some stuff.
Raymond did something for us. He was one of our original lifetime subscribers. We had this stupid idea that we would just do 10 issues of this magazine, and it's like a cheap Xerox thing I could do at my office.
Right.
And then we just kept doing it and doing it and sending it out to these people who paid $10 in the first place. That's all. And then after years and years, I just let them lapse. But, let me read the book. And you know I'm one of the top Amazon reviewers.
Oh, fine.
So I'm always good at that.
Oh, perfect.
I had a heart attack about 5 years ago. And I was on so many pills and drugs that I was happy, but I couldn't write anymore. And my wife said to me, after a few months, I was like, you know, I have always identified as a writer. She goes, well, why don't you write something for Amazon? It's like, it's not like you don't have opinions, but, you know.
Right.
You say if something's good or bad. I said, but I just can't think of the words. She goes, put it on Amazon, and it could just be one word, good or bad.
Thumbs up.
And then little by little, I began writing sentences and then longer paragraphs. And over the years, I got back into writing again. And I looked back, and I had done 1,200 reviews.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a whole book of reviews, pretty much.
Well, I don't know if you know Brent Cunningham. He's the manager at SPD.
Uh-huh.
He called me and he goes, you haven't told me you've been writing all these reviews. I want to make a book out of them. So he took his, like, the 50 reviews he liked the best. And would you believe it? That has been my biggest success I've ever had. Even though I'm on the phone with him, I'm like, who's going to buy that book? It's so stupid. And plus, you can read it all for free on the internet. And he goes, but you won't have like my selection. So now it's all sold out, and I'll never have another moment of success like that.
Ever?
Never. So I'm up to like 1800 or 1900. So you could be 1901.
Oh, one, please. Yeah.
So you're reading something, Nick?
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully it's all right. Not much of a writer. So, a bit worried.
Well, if you're not nervous, you're dead.
Yeah, I'm very nervous, so. It might be a good sign, maybe. Maybe not.
Have a drink, that'll make it go down better.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm debating. Because I usually get like really sort of drunk whenever I do performances to calm the nerves, but last time it went a bit overboard. So